So now let's talk about setting up systems to handle your deal flow and your communications. And again, I have to tell you, you're so blessed to live in this day and age because there's such incredible tools available to help you manage things. Again, back in the day, it was pen and paper, or at the very least, it was Lotus 1-2-3 spreadsheet. You know, now they have what's called CRM systems, which are fantastic. I'm going to tell you about. I'm going to show you what I use. Okay, so your phone's going to be ringing. You're going to have emails coming in. You're going to have deals coming across your desk. You know, and you know, for most investors, like I said, you're only going to close on a deal for every 100 to 300 deals that you look at. So that's a lot to keep track of. And, you know, I don't want you to get discouraged by that, because you're going to learn how to become very effective at looking at a deal quickly. You know, and that's why I talked to you before about getting out there and looking at deals and having lots of deals cross your desk, because you start developing an intuition. You'll start to get a feeling. And, you know, there's a great book by Malcolm Gladwell called Blink, you know, that talks about developing your intuition. But that's what you're going to get from going through this process, through the repetition of it and looking at deals. You get very quick at it. So don't let that deal count bother you. And so, and the more you look at and the more you track, the more successful you're going to be. So using a CRM can save you time and tons of money, okay? CRM is short for Customer Relationship Manager, and there's lots of programs out there, and it's a necessity for this business. Now, certainly you could use an Excel spreadsheet, but I'm going to highly recommend you do this, because the one I'm going to show you here is free, okay? People you need to have a relationship with include bankers, brokers, buyers, sellers, investors, and it's important that you manage those relationships, that you're timely, that you're consistent, that you stay in front of these people, that you add value to them consistently, so they look at you as a resource with, you know, with value. And a CRM will help you do that. It'll send emails for you. It'll prompt you to send letters. It'll hold all your data. It basically helps you effectively manage your business. And remember, you're not an employee anymore. You're an entrepreneur, okay? You're a business owner. So you need systems, and this is a great one, a CRM. So again, there's lots of CRMs available. The one we use for our real estate business is called Really Simple Systems. The name says it, okay? It's free for 2 users up to 100 accounts. Now, you're probably going to want to pay a little bit to go over 100 accounts, and there's tiers in the middle. The highest tier for unlimited for 40 users is $50 a month. I mean, it's nothing, okay? Here's the website. And again, I have nothing to gain by telling you this. In fact, I use this for my real estate. I use Salesforce.com, which I'm sure you've heard of, multi-gazillion dollar company, for one of my other businesses that's more complex. But for what we're doing here, Really Simple CRM, Really Simple Systems works just fine. And there's the pricing tiers, you know, $50 a month for unlimited accounts and advanced features, $8 a month for 200 accounts, pay as you go. So it's not expensive. Guys, trust me, you need it. You want to use it, okay? And what you do is you upload all your contacts, your sellers, your investors, you know, like we put in multifamily brokers in Florida, multifamily brokers in North Carolina, because you're developing relationships with them. You're going to send them emails or call them, and this will prompt you to do it. Bankers, you know, and on and on. These are the kinds of investors. Investors should be here. Oh, there it is right there. Investors, you know, because you're going to be out there. When you're doing this business, you're going to be out there talking to friends and people you meet. You're going to develop what's called an elevator pitch, which I'm going to show you how to do in one of the other modules, where basically in the time that you're spending in an elevator, you can tell somebody what it is you do. I buy multifamily properties in emerging markets. Do you know anybody that's not getting 15% return on their money? That's an example of one. That's a very simple example of one. But you're going to learn how to do that, and you have to manage those contacts. Someone says, yeah, I might be interested. You want to get their information, and you want to stay in front of them. This is how you do it. So you can see the value of this. And, you know, it'll help you do an email campaign, for example. You know, so you may want to wish them a holiday greeting. You know, just making a touch puts you ahead of 90% of the people out there, 95% of the people out there, because you're staying in communication. And you can have a huge network utilizing a CRM versus trying to remember with a Rolodex like in the olden days, or sticky notes or whatever. This completely organizes you. And it, you know, it makes your email campaigns very, very easy, if you know, to stay in front of investors. Like, let's say you've got a list of a couple hundred potential investors. You can send them information on the markets that you're interested in. You know, I know a very successful investor, Vinny Chopra, that I've interviewed on my podcast, that sends a PowerPoint. He was interested in going into, I can't remember if it was Dallas or Atlanta, and he had all the information about the city in a PowerPoint that he sent to his prospective investors to go through. And this is, but you can utilize the CRM to do that. So that's got off track there, but that's the benefit of it. So you're going to stay in communication with sellers. And remember, the seller isn't always going to be motivated at that moment, especially if you're making an outbound call campaign. And I'll tell you, when if you decide to do that, you're definitely going to want a CRM, because you're going to want to remember everything they said. You know, little Jimmy, we're going to keep it till little Jimmy goes to high school. You're going to write down little Jimmy goes to high school in the notes, so that when you call back, say a year later, if they're not interested in selling right now, say, hey, you know, last time we talked, you said Jimmy was going to high school. They're going to be, wow, how'd you remember that? That's what a CRM does for you, okay? You take notes and you log them, info about the property and personal information. That's how. That's what sets you apart. Very important. Okay, you note everything important that they said on the phone. You type it in. There's places for it, for notes. You know, there are lots of categories and places in the software where you can keep track of things and you can search by those things. So very powerful. So you're going to build your database. Okay, and the database is just the information that's inside the CRM. It's your contacts. And remember, keeping track of your data and keeping it up to date and utilizing is the key to success. It is it's the magic sauce, okay? Secret sauce. All your contacts will be in there, county by county list of properties. As you reach out to people and have looked at a property, you put notes in there and you're keeping track of this stuff. Very, very valuable resource. Like, you might have a database that has every 2 to 4 unit property in your county, or every 5 to 30 unit property in your county, and you're gonna go and use that as you're looking at properties, talking to sellers, mailing, maybe calling, whatever it is you're going to do to market, you need it. All right, so that's it on systemizing your business on utilizing a CRM. You're going to learn other systems as well, property management and things like that. But on the buy side and on the relationship management side, get a CRM, guys. Okay, trust me on that. You need it.